The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, very sportsy.
Yeah.
For a Tuesday. But mainly because we're still recovering from drinking earlier. Probably just kind of wanted to stay in the lane, you know. Looking at the Derby draw, I have a 50-1 shot that I think will hit the board. So this is my one Derby thing I'm going to do on Tuesday. I'm going to go through tonight and plot out everything and, you know, give everybody my picks. But combatant at 50-1 will hit the board.
Okay.
He's not going to win, but he'll clunk up late for a piece. He'll be second or third at 50-1. So there you go. Just telling you, usually I have one of those horses.
You said he'll be second or first?
Second or third.
Oh, second or third.
Yeah, he's
one not going to win it.
No, he's not going to win. I mean, I will use him in the pick four just in case he wins.
Right.
But he's one of those that I think, especially in the 20 post, he's going to get ignored. He was fourth in the Arkansas Derby, and he's a closer. He's a dead stone closer, and there was no pace in that race. Every other race, he's like clunked up for second. I think that's exactly what's going to happen, and he's 50-1.
Okay.
So there you go. That's one long shot that I like. The other one, just kind of looking at the odds, Mendelsohn is 5-1. That's I like him, but that's a little short. Bolt D'Oro at 8-1 is one I'm gonna play. Good Magic at 12-1 I like quite a bit. My other big long shot besides Combatant is a horse called Enticed, who's 30-1.
Okay.
I think he has a chance to win. So there you go. But I'll have detailed stuff on all that, and we'll talk more about it as the week goes on. 713-780-ESPN. Lawyer Dave's in on my little pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, I went in on that. Like he's in because he's a friend.
He's your guy.
Yeah, and we'll be hanging out there Saturday. So did we find out about the tickets, Joan?
Yeah, she's bringing some by.
Okay. We're going to have to do something special to give you guys these Derby tickets. I'm not going to just do caller 15 because a lot of you just hear, oh, I'm going to dial, and then you don't come. These Derby tickets are very hard to get. So there's not, like, if you're going to the track, it's hard to find a place to sit. So we're going to make sure that whoever gets them is actually into horse racing and wants to come out. I don't want these going to waste. So I'm going to be kind of a dickweed about it. Batman's Ugly Brother says boobs get a lot of traffic. Talking about the website. Yeah, but we're a legitimate sports site. And I'm not going to put boobs on there. So unless, you know, they're within the context of what we're doing.
All right.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 281, and what are the odds? It's not what are the odds Wednesday, but that's okay. What are the odds that with all the upheaval in the front office of the Carolina Hurricanes that they relocate to Houston? I've been saying for about a year I think that's going to happen at some point. So,
I feel like about 5 years ago you were like guaranteeing within the next five years.
No, and then it started looking bleak, and now that... Now that Les Alexander is out, I think there's a real good chance we get a team, and I think it's a good chance it's Carolina. It's either going to be Carolina or Arizona. I hope it's Carolina. I still think Arizona is viable if they can get someplace closer to Phoenix and not in Glendale. And, I mean, I think that's a good place for an NHL team. Carolina's kind of a joke. They shouldn't even have a team. So I'm okay with that team moving here. Plus, there's some good young talent there. They're like two players away from being a decent team.
Okay.
Now, of course, one of them is probably Sidney Crosby. But no, but I think you could turn that into a pretty competitive team fairly quickly. They just need a stud center and a goalie. That's it. Get those two things. Make that happen, Hoffman, when they make you.
I'll do my best.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, yeah, we're getting, so I guess we're going to be at the Greek Festival. I'm getting all these things about where our broadcasts are going to be. Thursday, May 17th, Greek Festival, St. Basil's Greek Orthodox Church.
That's odd to me.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something behind that. But, yeah. And Jong just tweeted out his Comic-Cast. Let me ask you a question, Jong. Who drew the little caricatures of you guys?
Oh, they're Bitmojis that you can get on your phone. And then we just sent them to Brandon, and he put that together.
Because, I mean, yours kind of looks like you. Michael's does not.
No.
No.
I've noticed that before, too.
That's the first time I've noticed it. But, yeah. Michael's, I'm not sure who it looks like. Doesn't look like Michael. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Mark asking, what about Calgary to Houston if their arena deal falls through? I think that's also a possibility. I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see Calgary without a team. That's a good market. I know they're having problems with getting a new arena.
I mean, listen, if it's them or us, sorry, guys.
Well,
sorry, Calgary.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, but that's not the team I want. I don't want to see Calgary lose this team. And I'm very sensitive about places losing teams because I was here when the Oilers left, and that sucked.
That's true.
So I'm okay with it if it's not a place where it's part of the culture. And that's why Carolina wants to lose her team, so what? It's Carolina.
D-Trent24 says, so the bench show isn't on the live stream in the mornings. Are they more special than you guys that you have no choice? The bench was at Constellation Field this morning, thus not in studio, thus not on the live stream.
Right.
Yeah, we started the live stream yesterday on this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they just haven't had a chance. They'll be on tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, are they in studio tomorrow?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So, yeah, they'll be on tomorrow. And, yeah, we've actually had it going now for a while. It's just we officially launched it yesterday. So, and I wouldn't say they're more special than us. I think we're probably more special than them.
I don't know. Yeah. Around here?
Yeah.
I treat those guys like kings. It's because they're old school.
That's probably true.
Well, that and Lance has everyone beat on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's that.
Super famous. Who was it that asked me this? AKA said, never been a big Skip Bayless fan, but what are your thoughts on him telling a big school basketball player for not choosing Vandy? I did see that he called out the Romeo Langford, the kid who, he's from Indiana.
And he went to Indiana, he's right?
Going to Indiana. Yeah. Don't ever tweet at high school kids over their choices of where to go to college.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst.
You're a loser if you do that. And I have nothing to say about Skip Bayless.
Yeah. Skip Bayless is a douchebag.
And if you care about anything Skip Bayless says, you need to re-examine your own life.
I'll be honest. I don't mind, like, if you say, if you tweet, these high school kids are on Twitter and they're looking for attention. If you say, hey, you should choose our school. But, like, once they make a choice, let it go.
Yeah, you're a loser. You didn't come here.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Looser?
Looser. Looser. You're a loser.
I could see.
That's actually what Skip Bayless said. You're a looser.
A looser, yeah. I could see Skip doing that. Yeah.
I wish someone would hit Skip Bayless in the face.
Skip has become such a joke, it's not even worth mentioning him.
I don't like Skip Bayless.
Well, you know what's sad is he used to actually be a pretty good writer way back
in the day. I don't remember
that. Well, it was before you were born.
Yeah, that's before my time.
Hey, our buddies Adam Clanton and Josh Ennis made Deadspin.
Oh, did they?
Headline, one Houston sports radio goon fired, another suspended. After intrastation beef.
Yeah, I got to be honest. And listen, you know me. I don't...
You don't like being honest?
I hate to hear people get fired. Like, you know, I always think it's disappointing when people get fired. I mean, if it's for, you know, if you're just not producing, okay. I mean, like if you... But Adam's show's done... They've done well enough. I mean, they're not keeping up with us, but who is?
Right. They occasionally beat 6'10".
Right. But I thought that they fired Adam for retweeting an old take of Josh Innes's. That just seems like...
Yeah, well...
Like, what's the atmosphere got to be like there?
And then
Josh Innes gets suspended for talking about Adam Clanton retweeting his old stuff.
And did you hear what he said? It wasn't even that bad.
No.
It's not like he
really...
They
got him suspended for 5 days?
Yeah.
See, I'm so glad I work here.
Imagine if you were over there.
Oh, I would never last.
Oh,
We would make it about... Like, do you think we could even do a show today after doing a whiskey podcast?
No, you probably would have been taken off the air after you made fun of Joe Blank.
Really?
Oh, I mean, that's what happened to Adam Clanton, no?
Well, I mean, listen.
Are you saying we should be taken off the air?
No, no.
Okay, because I thought we were doing okay. I thought we were having a little fun here.
Joel Blank, he took that picture of me taking a nap and then posted it on Twitter.
Yeah, he would have probably been suspended.
He'd be fired.
I don't know about fired, but
he'd
suspended.
Be fired, but if I did that, I would be suspended. He would be fired because I'm the bigger deal around here. That's the way it works. That's the way it works at 790.
It's very strange.
Whoever's got the bigger contract gets to stay. So, sorry, Joel. You'd be fired for that. Just so you know, to put you on notice, any more pictures of me sleeping on the couch during your show will result in your termination.
All right.
Hear ye. Make a memo to everyone about that, Jong.
I'll write it in
anyone
my notebook.
Anyone who takes a picture of me sleeping.
Put that in your notebook, Lee.
Anyone who takes a picture of me sleeping on the couch... While I got day drunk, you will be immediately terminated.
All right, let me write this down. It says...
Unless you are... John and Lance only will be suspended. Anyone else? Terminated.
Diva AJ Hoffman says...
Correct.
Wow, so now we're going diva, huh? If you were a diva, he wouldn't have shown up at 10 this morning for the show that he knew nothing about.
Yeah, I really didn't want
he
to.
He did enjoy it, though.
I did enjoy it. Well, yeah. I wish it was a 30-minute show, I will say that.
Yeah, that was a little more alcohol than I was prepared to do at 10 in the morning, I have to tell you. And then throughout the day.
It happens.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Mark from Galveston says Houston can have Carolina leave the Yotes for Seattle. First off, quit calling the Coyotes the Yotes. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I hate that. Stop. And Seattle's getting an expansion team. That was the whole plan. Well, Seattle will get an expansion team. Houston's going to get a relocation.
What about Yotes?
That sounds cool, but nobody says that, right?
I say that.
Yeah.
I say it on Twitter, and so it looks like Yotes, but it's really Yotes.
713 says, somehow managed to get on the About Us tab on the website today, and it says you guys boast the best lineup in Houston with icons, Granato, Lance, and Fred. Shouldn't AJ be on that list of icons?
Listen, I'm not surprised they leave me off that list.
Yeah, but you should be on that list.
That's probably Todd made that list. He asked Todd. Like,
he did not stop.
Who are the icons here? And Todd said, oh, well, John and Lance, obviously, because they were here in the 1560 days, which everything in the 1560 days is gold. And then they'll say Fred, because he sits next to me in the management meetings.
No, not true.
Who else is an icon around here? Ken Hoffman is an icon. Eric Sandler. Who else?
Stop.
Barry Warner. We have Barry Warner. Todd will
That's not nice.
Todd won't ever put me in that group.
I think it's an oversight.
I don't think so, Fred. I know.
Matt D says a new ownership deal in Carolina has a clause keeping them in NC for 7 years minimum. Go check the fine print on that. There's a couple of out clauses.
Fred's a lawyer. He knows.
No, I'm not a lawyer, but I've been married to lawyers. So
Brandon says, listening to the show, what do you guys think about the Saints grabbing JT Barrett? I don't think it matters. I don't think JT Barrett's an NFL quarterback.
What are they doing with him when they grab him?
I mean, I think they're gonna put him on. They're gonna take him to training camp is my guess.
Oh, okay.
But no, I have very little. Honestly, JT Barrett is, if you'd asked me after his first year at Ohio State, like if I had to choose between him, Braxton Miller, and Cardale Jones, I would have said, man, JT Barrett looks like the best one of the bunch. And JT Barrett, he was consistent in one way. Every year of college, he got worse. Like he just seemed like less and less of a quarterback the more I saw him. So, yeah. I mean, glad he got a deal in free agency, but I don't think so.
713 says Charlie P is an icon. Well, yeah, Polillo should be on that list.
Yeah,
I think Polillo, Granato, and Zuerlein; those are your three big dogs here. We're just.
But he went to ESPN975.com.
Right. Right. And Charlie's on 94.1 Sports Map, which we don't talk about until 6 o'clock. So
that's right. So stop talking about it now.
In 39 minutes, we'll mention Sports Map 94.1.
Yeah.
How's that? So we're going to have Jerome today.
Yes. He's at Minute Maid Park and told me to give him a heads up before we call him.
What's he doing at Minute Maid Park, Astros?
Well, yeah. What else happens there?
I know, but the game's not till tonight. What the hell?
He's getting set up.
Yeah.
He might be doing an interview.
281 says Barrett will sit back and learn from an experienced journeyman like Savage.
Oh, boy.
Well played, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We need to change the about on Sports Map.
Really?
It says, iconic radio voices like Charlie Polillo, Dan Patrick, and Sean Salisbury.
Oh, so
Patrick's not there anymore.
We don't do that anymore, right? Because,
no.
Like, Wingo and...
Yes.
Well, why don't they, instead of doing that, why don't they put Fred and I on Sports Map too? Because we have the highest rated hour on that station. I feel like our name should be on it. We bring the highest ratings to 94.1 and 97.5, and they refuse to recognize it.
I don't think it's a refusal.
And then they send us to church.
Mm-hmm. And probably use some time in church.
I tried to go see what's going on with this church thing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a Todd deal. Like Todd is the one who signed us up to go do a show at a church. And Laura said, well, who should do the show at the church? Like, who should we have sent? I was like, I don't anybody but us.
Yeah, we're not,
honestly,
not the most religious people on the station.
You hate heathens.
Really, any other show would have been fine because the reality is, like, there's no way that our show is going to, like, it's a lose-lose situation for us. Either we say something that gets us in trouble.
Right.
Or we do a show to a bunch of people in a church who, you know, they're not going to be into us anyway. Like, what's the best case scenario for us?
I don't know. Because I don't want to drag people down. Like today, I admit I probably dragged some people down because, you know, we had that whiskey. So I got a few other people into the whiskey.
Yeah.
And they might have had a little bit too. So,
okay.
And so I don't really want to go to a church and drag people down into our, you know, bring them into our little world. I don't think that's best for anybody.
I agree.
So I guess we'll just have to, do a rated G show.
I guess so. Can't wait.
713-780-ESPN is your number. See this thing that Dustin just tweeted at us?
Yeah.
That's
pretty vile.
Yeah, that's... Vile's a good word. Well played, sir. That's definitely vile. I don't want any part of that. What about with local divas like Robin, Beth, and AJ? That's not cool. It's funny.
Not hilarious.
Cool. 281 says, don't stereotype or assume. I go to church and I love the show. No, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying.
I go to church too.
Yeah, I sometimes.
But I don't do my show at church.
Yeah, I don't think I could go into a church and do my show the way I do it. But that's okay. Everybody wants to see Jong on the camera, by the way. And then people say Beth should do the show at the church.
No, that'd be a disaster.
Mm. Hugo asking Dan Patrick the politician. No, Dan Patrick the...
Oh, that'd be so great.
He used to do
radio.
He
used to do a radio show, yeah.
As a matter of fact, when my first radio show was on the station he owned. Way back in the day, I did a horse racing show.
Okay.
Like in 94. One says churches I've been to were worse than you guys, just in the closet.
Well, there you go. We've got to be out front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do our show from the pulpit? Like, is that are they going to set us up on a stage? Like
that? That would be kind of cool. Because
where the priest normally stands,
I would kind of like to do that.
Probably not. You'll probably be next to like a food tent or something.
Okay. Well, that's not cool.
I'd like to be on the. I want to be on the altar.
That's what. Yeah, that's. I think the
because
right.
If we're going to do a church show, I really want to be able to preach to the people.
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing.
Preaching the gospel of the Blitz.
Right. Right. And of Lord Falcon and my cult. This is how I get people into my cult. I'm all about this.
Fred, you've become very famous. I have to tell you.
What? That was such a hack job.
No, that was beautiful.
Oh, did you hear like that clear? I mean, at least clean it up where it sounds smooth. That's horrible.
You've become very famous. I have to tell you.
Come on. That's garbage. Who put you up to that, Jung?
No one.
You did that on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, you scumbag.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Mine at least came from, you know, came naturally. The president doesn't even know someone named Fred.
No, he has a cousin named Fred. That's why he got it from Fred.
Oh, okay.
He was talking about, I had to look for like a Trump and Fred something, and then he said he had a cousin named Fred.
Yeah, now I know. You wouldn't think that Donald Trump would have a cousin named Fred. I mean, no offense, Fred, but that doesn't seem like a name that would fit in the Trump family.
No, I think that's a very powerful name.
Is it?
It's like Trump.
Okay.
It belongs in that family.
Fred Trump.
Just like he's a very powerful man. And
the most powerful.
And I respect him. He's got the biggest hands. He's tremendous.
That's right.
He fixed the whole Korea thing. He cut our taxes. I mean, great man. I'm totally behind him. All right. I hear music. That means go to break before I say something that's going to get me in trouble. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is it black? Is it gray? Is it white?
ESPN 97.5.
Behold the king. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know what that music means. Time for our good friend, Jerome Solomon, who's out at Minute Maid Park. Assuming to cover the Yankees, right, Jerome?
No, I'm here to cover the Astros. Uh-oh. The Yankees are here, too. But
the world champion Astros.
Yeah, there's a team that won the World Series.
Right, and they won last night.
You go to Texans games to cover the visiting team, not Astros.
Not anymore. Times have changed.
Indeed. Should be fun, though. I mean, it's, you know, you got 162 of these rosters, so you only get a certain number of them that you go into the game a little juice about it. Verlander against the Yankees, a team that quite likely will have to see again in the postseason. Should be all right.
Were you at last night's game?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the atmosphere like? Because on TV it looked like it was playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. It was weird. I haven't talked to him yet, but our writer for the Chronicle wrote that, there are empty seats in the upper deck and only 30,000 people. And that's, I didn't get a chance to really research today, but 30,000 on a Monday night in April in Houston—that's pretty good. You know, it's not bad at all. And it's you got the World Series team. You're not going to get a sellout every night. The place was jumping. People were into it like they are, and much more than they normally are in April. So no, this is the atmosphere we're going to have all season. It's one of those years.
You know better than to trust those fake news guys. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, he's new to town, so he doesn't know any better, you know? I mean,
so you're saying he's a dumb?
No, he's a kid.
Okay.
He just graduated from college a couple of years ago. What does he know?
So he's a dumb. All right, that's fine. So, well,
You got to learn sometimes, you know?
Yeah, well, at least, well, never
mind. Oh, and speaking of that, I was going to harass him myself directly, but since we got him here, he's calling out David Barrett on the air. tell Barry Laminack to shut the hell up before I have to come over there and whip his ass.
Oh, boy. Ooh, what happened?
What did he say? I didn't hear it.
He just dogged David. You know how I am about David. I'm not going to let you go in on David.
Well, what was he dogging David about?
He didn't misspell his name a few times. Whoopsie damn good.
David actually mentioned them? Because usually he calls us local programming.
Yeah, we don't even register with him.
But, you know, that's what y'all are.
Yeah, we can't even get registered with David Barron. Yeah. He still doesn't know who we are.
Getting sensitive about stuff like that is pretty silly. And I know he's having fun with it than anything, but I'm not going to let somebody disperse my man David's name like that publicly and get away with it. So.
Yeah, I mean, anytime David mentions us, I consider it a success. So,
yeah, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Barry's just one of those, well, when their show was doing well, David didn't mention it, and then when they slip a little bit, he does. That's like the same people the high school go, you only show up at our games when we lose. I'm like, really?
Yeah, but you know? they didn't slip a little bit.
No, if you stay in the top five permanently, then you'll deserve a little more mention someday. And he apologized profusely for misspelling the guy's name. And it's a made-up-ass name.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, I forgive David Barron for misspelling Barry's name.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, but David is one of my best friends and a mentor. So you know, if I have to kick Barry's ass, I will.
I'd kind of like to see that fight.
I would like to see that too.
Yeah, I think that's a good matchup.
I want to see
much
that
of a fight.
Why is that?
Because I'd bring weapons.
No, we want a straight, fair fight.
Yeah, no. That is fair.
All right, so, but did
whatever makes me win is fair.
Did David at least mention the number one show in the city in his article?
I don't know. I haven't.
Okay, so you're defending him, but you haven't read what he said.
No. He wasn't talking about a specific article. He was just going on in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a specific.
Because I would just love for him to mention us just once. And you know, it's been 3 months now where we've done really well.
Uh-huh.
I'd really love to
You're always on the list.
No, we're always on the list when 610's number one. We get mentioned as local programming. But, you know, I just like once. I mean, and, you know, I love David. I worked with David for years. Just once when we're at the top, I'd like to show up. Yeah. You know, you could pass that along since he doesn't talk to me anymore.
I'll tell him. They're feeling some kind of way about not getting their mention.
You know what's going to happen? We're gonna tumble next month, and then there'll be a big story about ratings.
Y'all
you watch.
A pissy little fight over something silly and get suspended. You know, maybe he didn't even write about it when y'all got suspended, did he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you would have remembered.
We made Deadspin that time.
We did.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like he's ignoring you because you're number one. He's just ignoring you.
Well, yeah, he pretty much has ever, you know, for the ever since I've been in radio, which is okay because, you know, there was a time when we were friends. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did, you know.
I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want to show that he's biased towards you and make everybody else upset.
I don't know.
Honestly,
if he's biased towards anybody, it's those knuckleheads over at 610. He writes everything they do. So, yeah.
BFFs.
Yeah. What about your Rockets? Look pretty good in game one. What do you expect out of this Jazz series? You think there's going to be any competition, or are we just treading water here?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be close. I mean, the Jazz aren't good enough. They're not close to them at all. The Rockets are much better. The Jazz aren't as good as the Timberwolves, as talented as the Timberwolves, you know? And the Rockets handle them with ease. The Rockets have to play poorly to lose a game, and they'd have to just not get on the plane to go to Utah to lose more than one game. So if it goes five, I'll be surprised, and it won't go six, so I don't even have to give a what I'll feel like then. They'll move on pretty comfortably. They're not even playing great basketball yet. They're just better than the two teams they've had to face thus far.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. I know you don't care about the draft. Did you pay any attention to what your Texans did or no?
Nah, not particularly. I did write a thing that, you know, that Brian Gaines, at least his first draft, he'll probably do better than Charlie Casserly did with his first one and Rick Smith did with his first one. But, you know, it even without a first and second round pick, it's not that hard to top David Carr and a Moby Akoya. You know?
So. Why are you dogging on poor Charlie Casserly?
Because he's been dead. He drafted David Carr.
He's been dead for years.
Who went right after?
Yeah, I've always said that those first couple drafts where they had all the extra picks, if you go back and look at what they did, and it wasn't just drafting David Carr, it was their second round picks, their third round picks.
Yeah, Jabbar Gaffney. I mean, they had 12 picks or whatever in that first year, and they got Chester Pitts. That was it. It's like, give me a break. You got to do better than that.
Yeah.
You should have built the cornerstone of your team for the next at least 5 years, and they didn't even really do that.
Fred Weary. And yeah, and Charles Hill, that was another really good one as a third round pick. They just, the first 2 years where they had all those extra picks, they just blew it.
Yeah, and they were going, they were going to be young, so they didn't go out and get a lot of veteran free agents to try to win early either. So your draft picks were going to get plenty of playing time and plenty of opportunities to develop. They just drafted guys who couldn't play.
So. Yeah,
not like those guys went anywhere else and played much either. I mean, I guess Jabbar Gaffney got some run at a couple other places, including with the Patriots. But, they just drafted a bunch of guys who the only thing that any of their family knows about is they were in the NFL with the Texans for a year or so.
Yeah, just looking at those first two drafts, and we're just going to do first, second, and third rounds. The first year, David Carr, Jabbar Gaffney, Chester Pitts, who wound up being a player for him for a little while, Fred Weary, Charles Hill. Ugh. Year two, they got Andre Johnson, but here's your other second and third round picks. Benny Joprue, Tony Hollings, Antoine Peak, who was okay for a little bit, Seth Wand, and Dave Ragone.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful. I mean, it's, and you look around those guys, there are other players there. And, like I said, I mentioned the Rick Smith first draft. What made his even worse was he picked a 19-year-old kid with the 10th pick. They would have had the 8th pick, but, they had to swap with Atlanta as part of the Shaw deal. But he picked a Moby Okoye at 10. Three of the next four players are two certain Hall of Famers and one maybe in Darrell Revis, Marshawn Lynch, and the linebacker 49ers, Willis.
Nobody wants those guys. Come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, you could have thrown a dart at the board, and the only way you could have missed was landing on a Moby Okoye. Because the other guys right around that, even if you just look at that spot right there, you were going to get a great player unless you pick the kid. And he went with the kid.
All right. That's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Starting to get loud in there on that phone.
There's like a robot behind him or something.
Yeah, well, not a sex robot.
Like a frozen yogurt robot.
Yeah, something like that. All right, what do we got here?
My computer career. And I'm going to tell you the story of a boy named Jacob who's actually a grown man. He was a mechanic. Little boys can't be mechanics, labor laws. He was stressed out. He's working 50, 60 grueling hours a week. Less than 6 months later, our friend Jacob started his IT career. Now he's making more money and he's working less hours. That could be you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, guy, who just got off work from a job that you really hate and doesn't pay you enough money. That could be you. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's simple. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com. Simply the greatest website ever created. Lots of good stuff on there today. Patrick Creighton has five players the Texans should target after the draft. Doesn't have any offensive linemen on there, but that's okay.
Listen, a free agent offensive lineman, you're going to help this thing.
Well, unless somebody gets cut here in the next week, which hasn't happened yet. Charlie Polillo has a video. Jermaine Every has a Rockets column.
I think that it's ironic that Charlie Polillo, the first three letters of his last name are pal, because he's your pal.
Like mine or just in general?
In general, he's everybody's pal.
Except for AJ Hoffman.
He doesn't really like me, but I mean, he at least like, you know, he at least doesn't say that he hates me. He just...
he's a professional. He's not going to tell anybody he hates you.
Yeah.
Raheel has a snarky look at some of the top prospects.
I actually read that today. It was pretty funny.
Was it?
Yeah, it's funny.
And Barry Warner has his last look at the 2018 NFL draft.
All right.
So all that is available on sportsmap.com, including your lines and odds, where the Rockets are 11.5-point favorites against the Jazz tomorrow.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that, the Rockets-Warriors series. That's, I mean...
Yeah, it's just...
It's everything we've been talking about. I mean, we're finally going to figure it out. We're finally going to know. You know? And the Warriors get Steph back for game two, so that, I think that...
No, that's all right. You want to see the best and the best. I mean,
I want to see it. Yeah. I do. I want to see both these teams at their best.
Hugo wants to know, any chance of getting Adam Clanton as a guest to get his side of the story?
He probably has a...
Well, I don't know. Once you're fired, do you have a non-disclosure?
It depends if you're getting severance pay or not. Like it depends on how you... Like, if you just say, okay, you're fired, we're not paying you any more money at all, then...
I would go on another station and rip the hell out of them.
Yeah.
For me. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to England, which is kind of the Florida of Europe.
Okay.
A woman was shopping. Her kids wanted some pasta. So she bought it and cooked it and fed it to them. And as she put it on their plate, she realized that she had bought a novelty pasta.
Dong pasta?
Yes.
Nice.
Penis pasta.
Yeah.
And at that point, her two kids, which were like 2 and basically 13 months, are eating the penis pasta. So what do? You stop them? Yeah. Do you stop them from eating it? Do you let them keep going? I mean, for the kid, they don't know. They don't care, right? But yeah, pretty obvious penis pasta.
Penis.
Thank you, David Delotti. Stop it now.
Rebecca from Dunstable in Bedfordshire said, I was mortified when I saw what I had done. It was a hectic morning, and I just bought it without thinking. When I saw Ava with the tiny penis in her hand, my heart sank, but I quickly burst into hysterical laughter at my blunder. She took to Facebook to share her mistake. It's been liked by 340,000 people.
Nice.
So, those are... said, Mum of the Year award most definitely does not go to me. Mum of the Year. That's one of the things that I love about the English. It's always mum.
You love that? I hate it.
Well, I kind of hate it, too. Yeah. Like, and that's one of the things that is obviously trickled into Canada, because my wife says that when she's talking about her mother. So I need to call my mum.
And I'm
God, stop. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. It says, I wandered into the market and Ava, her daughter, begged me for some smiley face pasta she saw. So I bought it, cooked it for the girls, thought it looked a bit odd, re-looked at the bag, and it's only bloody penis pasta.
Penis.
Yeah. How could
it's bloody penis pasta?
Well, not, you know, bloody.
Oh, okay. That's another weird English thing.
Yeah. You want to do a call here?
No, why not?
We actually have a caller. Let's try Daniel.
Tell us what's going on.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I just got just a quick statement, man, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not a homer by any means, but, you know, with Deshaun Watson last year and that offense they had, the offensive line that they had, I mean, they produced one of the top-scoring offenses in all of the NFL. So I'm thinking with the additions that we made in the offseason, you know, as far as the draft and free agency, what do you see happening? I mean, like I said, when he was healthy in that quick span of games, they had the number one or two most scoring offense with that offensive line. So just kind of give your opinion. What do you guys think?
Listen, and this is what I've been saying this, and I want everybody to temper their expectations. You're not going to see 16 games of what you saw in that six-game burst of Deshaun Watson. That was...
Sure you are.
Well, okay. You
can He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. I mean, if you're John Granato, you probably believe that. But realistically, it's not going to happen. And the league adjusts to you. And my biggest concern... The offensive line sucks. It's not getting any better with what they did this offseason.
Oh, it'll be better.
It'll be better, but it's not going to be serviceable even.
Well,
it's a well below average offensive line.
They're less below average than they were. I think they're going to... It'll be better.
They're one of the bottom 10 offensive lines in the league.
You know, probably. But you say that, and I went back and looked at some of the offensive lines around the league last year. And yeah, the Texans was really, really bad, but boy, there's some awful offensive lines. There really were. There were a lot of teams that just have terrible offensive lines. Good teams, too, that are pretty good everywhere else. So I think they have a chance. If you have the 23rd best offensive line with everything else you have, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Question, if Rockets and Warriors play, is that the longest flight possible against Western Conference foes?
No. I would guess Memphis.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
First off, who cares about that?
Yeah, that's
it would
weird.
Have to be Memphis.
Probably Memphis, but I mean...
Memphis to Portland?
Yeah, that's probably be my guess.
Yeah. And what's the
other like type? Minnesota to L.A. is probably pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that... And honestly, I don't think that matters very much. I mean, it's not that long of a flight. I mean, and it's longer than, well, Utah to Golden State.
Yeah.
But, hey, guys, guess what? It's time for Mother's Day. It's time for Sherry's Berries. You got to take care of your mom. You only have one. Well, you might have two, but you probably only have one.
Yeah, that's a standard.
Yeah, and your mom is the reason you're here. And
you'd be dead without her.
Exactly. And you need to make sure you take care of her. And this is a great way to do it because here's the thing. You can do this. It's really easy. And it gives the illusion that you put a lot of effort into it. That's what Sherry's Berries is about. Is it shows you that you care about her and she'll love it. And right now you can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
Yes.
This week only, when you double the berries for just $10 or more, your gift will include something extra, Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required.
Yep. Guys, there's only one way to get this great deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, when you double the berries for just $10 more this week, your gift's going to include the extra decadent gift of dipped caramel pretzels. Mother's Day is coming up May 13th. Visit berries.com today, berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ.